Good morning, pilgrims and travelers in the funny path of life. 11 on the mofo dot. On the dot. 11 o'clock. Ah, just not finishing breakfast. I'm going to get my apple core and go scatter my compost. And then I will go give a chupa chupa treat. So we'll take a little walk with you and just realize I'm not going to go to the fruit stand because really I would have like 3 oranges to buy. So I think I'm planning basically this evening, I'll go check on Joaquim on the tablet, you know, because if he has not worked on it, then I'll take it and then drop it at the guys in Valencia on Monday. Tuesday. Monday. Monday's not going to work. It'd be too late, more than likely, by the time we get there. Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, no need. And I kind of want to get on anyway. It's very nice right now. So it's going to get warm again today. Warmer than yesterday. But it felt actually quite nice. Also can feel my body. Well, you know, you're not getting old. You're not getting young, sorry. Not getting any younger. And so, let me see here, I gotta get my drink ready. But the yoga and everything went quite well. So, I guess not worst for wear. Getting my... Here we go. I'm gonna have to make some more tea, which is great because I have a lot of tea bags. I'm not sure why I have so many. So, we have... Let me get my... The tea, let me get it by the door here. And the lid, you know, I chose to buy another one, even though this one was working, though it's cracked. The top part, at least, you know. It still was, oh, crap, I forgot to unmold my bread. Hello, sorry about that, cowboy. Hey, cutie pie. Sorry, I forgot about you. Yeah, I'm gonna clean that today. Yeah, I don't know why I got so many tea bags, but anyway. So I did make my oatmeal, so that's pretty much outside of doing my cabbage. You know, just cleaning it in the morning. That's kind of that's it. You know, so all the cooking, no more bread to be done here. Yeah. So that's kind of it for that. So maybe looking at tomorrow, I think that'd be a good time to do it. Though I know that Alberto and Anna, at least, will be coming apparently to see me, you know, to kind of, I wanted to say goodbye yesterday, but they're like, no, we're going to come and see you. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm going to come and say goodbye. And they were talking about today, but I'm like, yeah, today I still have work to do in the garden. So better Saturday. And I still have some to do, but that's all good. Kind of the funny part is that I may not possibly walk anymore, which is funny. Not a problem, because I want to clean the place. So to me, that's more important than to get a hike. You know, I want to leave this place feeling good also about the way that it is, instead of rushing it and... trying to get too many things done. I've had beautiful hikes. I'm going to try, you know, to go, well, I'm still going to try to go on Sunday to do that long loop, that beautiful one, you know. So I plan to do that, but only if everything else is taken care of. I still have, I've already talked about it, so no need to rehash it. So, okay, clean the counter. Wipe the counter. Okay. That's done. And you know what, guys? I just realized I have to go on the toilet. So before I talk about my phone call yesterday and finishing Brave New Medicine, I'm going to go lose a little weight, and I don't think you want to keep me company during that pleasurable and challenging process. So peace and love, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you. just realized I'm gonna put back the bread maker in the garage. So it's been freaking amazing. Let me get a little sip of the tea. And then we'll go take the snack. To chupa chupa. I'm loving that mint lemon water. Okay, no, I'm not gonna take any of that. Alright, get the key. Yeah, I guess I'll take the sunglasses, why not? Well, something I did yesterday too, actually, I started to use a lawnmower because there's a screw on the weed eater that was kind of loose there. He told me, you need to be careful, but well, I mean, not much you can do. And basically, I don't know where I lost it, but I lost it. So I'm going to really minimize how much of that I use. It's kind of a weird, greasy area, which I had some weed eaters, but I've never had that extra slot where you have to put that grease for that friction stuff. But it filled it up already, and it's kind of a thick grease, so I'm just going to use it for the trimming. Anyway, but yeah, looking at my handiwork here. I got this almost impossible hill to do, very tricky. I'm also wanting to get like some nailed shoes, you know, to have traction. Spiked, here we go, that's a word, spiked shoes. Anyway, and the one area here I'm not going to do, but it's definitely taking me longer than I thought it would. So, well, I guess the city one. I did go to the library, but the guy was closing again early. It's like, it's really interesting. You just never know. What is this guy doing? Getting out of the garage with a trailer. Anyway, so I watched, I did my kanji, and then I watched about 25 minutes of Jerry Maguire. And I don't know if I'm going to go today, because I want to do the finishing the weed eating in the morning. So yesterday I worked until 5:30. And then I took a very nice shower and headed down about an hour later when all was said and done. So today I want to make sure that it's all done because I want to blow the driveway tomorrow and get the kitchen done. But anyway, so I finished the book, Brave New Medicine. I wouldn't call them red flag, but they are saying that I'm a little bit wary, you know. Interesting, this kind of, you know, those two fields seems to be emerging in a kind of holistic approach to medicine, to nutrition, kind of like functional medication, integrative medicine. And there's one that's going toward, you know, more plant-based, lower saturated fat, and the other one, it's more lower carb and then higher fat and then higher meat and fish product and egg. And well, both of them seems to, some of them at least, demonize dairy product, sugar, alcohol. So in that, they're kind of lining up and they emphasize nuts, seeds, fruit, vegetables. I think more low carbohydrate or unprocessed. So they have a lot of things in common, but then they diverge onto high fat or high carb or animal product and plant-based product. And so, you know, the whole bone broth, I don't know if you've heard of that, you know, kind of like part of the paleo. And so she kind of, for her, in her condition, what's obviously helped her, and I have nothing to say about that, that's kind of what she leaned to. And it's not like uneducated, you know. You have quite a few professionals who are leaning, you know, toward that kind of a higher fat approach. And of course, meat product and fish. And well, I don't stand on that same ground. So, and that's a question of, you know, my values. So, you know, and when it comes to science, well, I'm not a scientist, so I don't have to battle on that ground. You know, I don't have to defend my position. So basically, I finished the book and I just send a couple of messages to Bilge. Bilge or Bilge? I'll have to ask her. I'm not even sure. It's B-I-L-G-E, her name. And, or Bilge. Maybe it's German. Bilge. He actually sounds like he could be German. Anyway, I think her mother is German. And so, basically saying, here it is, you know, something I would like for you to read. You know, you may find something useful in there, and kind of, you know, giving my two cents, but, you know, because of her situation. And I found even more about how, my goodness, the restriction she's dealing with because of how her body is reacting. I mean, she can't really eat much fruit because she's allergic to fructose, which really sounds weird to me, to be allergic to fructose, you know, the sugar in fruit. But she's eating sugar and sugary goods, but not the fructose. So even dates, like in kiwi, she get like itchy mouths and tongues, and anyway, crazy. And so basically she was like, hey, you know, you want to call and you want to talk? And so we ended up having a conversation, which of course touched on nutrition, and but a wide range of topics. And yeah, quite enjoyable. You know, we talked about actually homosexuality, you know, talked about honesty and kind of relationship. And anyway, so like I say, my little girl, my daughter, my proxy daughter. Anyway, so it was nice. I was on a swing outside. I was actually reading The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, before I just called her. So, but it was nice. Then I walked around and I raked some of my mowed grass that I'm going to put in my area that I want to compost and build up a little bit the ground, the soil. And so, you know, as the sun was setting and the evening was setting in, it was just a very nice... it was just nice walking around and, you know, talking to somebody. And it was interesting. We talked about homosexuality. So she kind of asked me, you know, a couple of topics. She was like, hey, let's change topic. Let me ask you something. I'm like, sure. And so what do you think about homosexuality? It's like, well, you know, I have no problem. As far as I'm concerned, it's something completely natural, you know. As a man, as a heterosexual man, for whatever reason, you know, I have no problem with two women kissing or, you know, touching or whatever. But two guys, it's kind of like, ugh. But I don't care. You know, I've had some very good friends who are. It's just as a visual of two guys kissing or holding hand as kind of like an intimate way. It's just weird to me. It's just weird. But that's just my... you know, my filter, but no problem. And for her, she seemed to have more of an issue, you know. And so, you know, she had a point about not being natural. And I'm like, if I'm not mistaken, in the natural world, there is homosexuality in the animal kingdom. So I think it is quite natural. So there were a couple of things to where I was like, I'm not sure I agree with you on that point. But I think at the end of the day, she just doesn't like it. And it's like, yeah, I think her experience of it is just like, ugh. And I'm like, I understand that. You know, it's, we don't have to like anything, and what we feel is what we feel. And we talked about that too. About honoring one's own experience without having to be right. Like, you know, of course, I keep going back to that one, but, you know, fat people. The way that my reaction to it, and it's strong. I don't know what else to make of it so far, but it's like, yeah, but it is. You know, there was something in the movie Barbie that just to me was hilarious, that there was this very heavy-set woman. And I'm like, how ridiculous. You know, you had her with all those hotties and stuff. And, you know, and it's a freaking movie, you know, as if somehow movies were, anyway, I don't know, it was ridiculous. Good morning, Chupa Chup, good morning, good morning, good morning. Kibasa. You're not running. How come you're not running? How come you're not running? How come you're not running? Hey. A couple more times, girl. I have only one more sausage after this one. Yes, keep pasa. Keep pasa. All right. Here we go. Anyway, I'm not going to let you wait today. Here you go. Come on. Come on. I'm messing with you. Ooh, it's a big one. It's a big one there. Here you go, girl. Yeah, give it to me. Give it to me. Give it. You're so sweet. Yeah, but one of your left ear is kind of slouching a little bit, huh? Is that because you're very relaxed? Oh, now you're sitting. Look at you. Very good. That's one out of eight. Okay. Muy bien. Muy bien, cariñita. All right, girl. Love you. I'll see you later. Yeah, you guys are going to see me on the way back. Yeah? So they're going to get a little walk here. They want to do a little walking. Love you. Before I start mowing and weed eating. Anyway. So anyway, but it was nice. It was a nice conversation. Yeah. And she really can hold a conversation. Time-wise, it's quite something. But I stayed a little longer this time. Well, it was still like around, I think, 9:30 by the time I got done. And then I realized I was kind of tired anyway because of the weed eating. And then I think it was around like, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours yesterday. So, you know, one can adapt oneself, but, you know, it's a different pace. So, not feeling too sore, I'm not feeling kind of limitation in range of motion. But I'm feeling it. So that's why also I'm going to be using as much of the lawnmower. Considering it's an electric one, it's working quite well, I have to say. But you have to be going slow because there's some tall areas. So anyway, so planning to get that done today. And then kind of pacing myself nicely. Breakfast was so good. Breakfast was so freaking good. My goodness, I love my breakfast. Anyway. So, that's kind of for that. I guess as far as yesterday, you know, it was kind of the nice thing about the lawnmower, I could listen to podcasts, not with a weed eater. It's too loud. I can only put either stand-up or music. And so, yeah, kind of listened to some of that, which was nice. Catching up. Hold on, what was it about Juan? What was he talking about? Oh, I'm re-listening to all the podcasts of his. So I mean, basically the beginning of the the Ukrainian war of 2 years ago, actually. My goodness, 2 years ago. Does it feel like that much? Anyway, and those guys are still going at it, I think. So anyway, so I guess I'm not sure what else do I have. I'm obviously into the transition right now. You know, I'm definitely earthbound. Or something I thought about. You know, I talk about a lot about the why, about the quality of being. But of course, I do value the doing still. You know, it's a muscle that is very well developed. Muy bien desarrollado. So it's, you know, I don't really have to worry about it. I don't have to invest too much because it's there. So, you know, like getting up early in the morning, doing my yoga, my moving my body, the way that I eat, I'm obviously quite mindful of things on the material plane. And in a way, I think Ram Dass talks about that too, which is like, it's not about one or the other. You know, it's a balance. And everybody's going to have a different kind of average, un promedio diferente, you know. But that you, being in one or the other doesn't quite make sense. Maybe a rare individual, you know. Maybe somebody like Mozart, you know, who just has his gift, you know, is a genius. But I think, if not, then I think there is kind of that inevitable kind of responsibility that you can't just be all the way up in the air or all the time in a cave. There's just a mix of things. Being alive seems to involve those two things. Or as Mikos Kazantzakis would talk about, Milos or Mikos? Maybe it's Milos. You know, between the flesh and the spirit. Like in spirituality, you know. And so, you know, like, well, like I just freaking bought a new tablet, you know, and I bought an iPad. I was like, nah, I value the quality, you know, after trying to get a good deal. I'm like, nah, I'm just going to buy it, you know. I feel it's worth what the price it is. I feel like it's a quality product. And I'm used to it, I know it, and I consider it kind of like the Honda, you know, of computer. Maybe there's some other great one too out there, but I feel like this is a very good product. I have a good history with it. I'm satisfied, and it is worth putting money, you know, where your mouth is when it comes to that, instead of always looking for a deal. So, you know, my sleep and all of that. So I do obviously take care of myself. I'm mindful of what that means, you know, as I keep living and maybe keep tweaking it, you know. But I think I'm more or less on cruise control when it comes to that. But what is uncharted territory is my, you know, the psychic zone, you know, the psychic realm in terms of the kind of thing that I feel, you know, the part of my, I don't know if you call it subconscious, unconscious. I think unconscious is what you're not aware at all. And subconscious is thing that you may have repressed or, you know, thing that maybe are not so hard to bring back up to the surface, if I'm not mistaken, to the conscious level. And to me, there's way more work to be done there. And that muscle is quite atrophied. Well, actually, maybe it has never been developed. If I had to venture in some guessing, I would say, no, I have never developed it. So it's something that started later in my life. I was quite asleep at the wheel for many, many years. And that's why it's quite appealing, because it's where I'm the weakest. So, you know, that's why I really like Ram Dass, because it just, to me, provide nourishment that is so tasty. And I have not find it anywhere else, you know. So that's kind of that. And at the same time, there is no rush. You know, there are things that he says that I don't agree with, of course, you know. But the vast majority, I have to say, I am leaning definitely heavily on him for a lot of things. I like his story. So I'm definitely taking pieces of it, you know, and then sewing them into my quilt. That is my becoming, my life becoming, or my becoming life, or my ongoing life, or my unraveling life, or evolving life. Here we go. We're getting it, my evolving life. You know, updating it. Anyway, so today, like I say, we're looking at mid to upper 20s. So a warm day today for sure. Today and tomorrow are going to be warm. But it's wonderful right now. So, you know, it's around like 11:30. So it's going to be wonderful to start working in the garden with that. And hey, we'll see. I may not go back to the library tonight because I want to make sure I get all of that done. So whatever it's going to take, you know, I want to get really the lion's share. I mean, yeah, I like to be done, you know, by early afternoon or to finish it tomorrow evening, basically between the blowing and then the composting my stuff and getting it all done and the kitchen tomorrow. Well, that's weird. So there was a car coming behind me, but it's the other road. And the olive trees, you can see the babies coming up. So here's a new year. New year, new you. Huh? So we have barely any cloud. I don't know what you call them. It's very thin, the layer, but it's not a clear sky like we had yesterday or 2 days ago. Maybe that's part of why. No, the sun looks pretty bright. The sun looks pretty bright. Anyway. Ah, my goodness. Beautiful. Beautiful. I may try, if I don't do that, if doing my big walk on Sunday doesn't happen, then I'll do my cleaning and all stuff on Sunday morning, you know, and early afternoon, take a nap, and then take a sunset walk and do that, one of my favorite trail anyway. That would be also a very nice way to put a bow on Jamilena. Anyway, that would be nice. And Sunday, yes, Sunday is going to be a great day, actually. It's going to drop about 5-6 degrees of temperature. There's some kind of a front. I was told maybe even a little bit of rain. So, looking up at Alcantara, at the quarry here, at the open mining area, where you have a trail above it. So, I'm glad to have found those two trails this year. Two new trails. It's like, what more? What more could I ask? You know? Oh, you know what? The one thing, though? We'll see. We'll see. I might ask Juan to take me to Torre Don Jimeno tomorrow. Oh, I may try to call. Dang it. Let me see, actually. I think... oh, good. I kept it. I'm going to call the gas guy. I tried to call him. Nobody answered, which... anyway. So I'm going to call him right after I'm done with this recording to see if he can come and get those bottles. And then change them. And I like to replace them. So my small token of appreciation. And of course, you know, responsible token for using supply and resources here. I mean, my goodness, staying free at this amazing place. What a gift. What a gift. I guess I'm not going to be using the word humble, but definitely gratitude, because I want to accept it, you know. And coming from Pilar, it is something that that makes it easier. And I was thinking about her too yesterday that, you know, then of course, you know, my amorous advances, you know, were basically not reciprocated, but always kind of felt, I guess, accepted, welcome and accepted, yeah, mostly, because they are saying that I basically had to walk around the edge and sometimes feeling a little bit of tiptoeing, you know, because I'm saying that I don't share with her and she feels so strongly that if I was to engage, it would create friction and I didn't want that with her. And I don't regret it. But yeah, that's definitely something from her that she's very generous. She's just somebody, and you know, Glenda also was. She was becoming a little bitter toward the end. Maybe the fact that our relationship was getting quite sour, you know, may have something to do with it. But also, you know, Pilar was somebody, a gentle, generous person. I've talked about, you know, when I introduced her to my dad, to my parents, on a honeymoon. After Lourdes, we went back up to Bordeaux, went to Florac. We had a rental car. And, you know, when he saw her, he just melted. It was like, and of course, she's a beauty and she's adorable. So she's, you know, a beautiful woman and very nice, very kind. Even though they didn't understand each other, it didn't matter. Anyway, so, yeah, some a lot of sweet memories. And like I said, she was really a big, oh, shit, let's see if she's here. The other day, I completely brain farted. Oh, maybe she's not. I'm going to be quiet. Ah, there she is. There she is.
What? What?
Yes, now you snow, you snow.
whimpering.
Oh my God. Have a good day, okay? I'm going, I got work to do today.
Ah, my goodness.
We were talking about that with Bilge yesterday about the thing with relationship, you know, and she was like, well, I kind of see you as a free spirit, and you know, I don't see like being in a relationship, not being compatible. And I'm like, well, I didn't go too much into the details, but I'm like, you know, if I fall in love, I fall in love, it'd be it. You know, when I came in Spain, I had no intention of staying in Spain. I was going to Africa. Another country that attracted me before that still somehow has not opened its door to me. Oh, continent, sorry. Another country. And so, but again, you know, whoever it is, if there is such a person, they would have to be more than Pilar. What was Pilar? You know. But like I said, you never know. I'm always going to be more than, I have a feeling that I'm always going to be open. I'm saying I'm just a curious person. You know, I'm always, pretty much always willing. It doesn't mean that I'm going to agree to everything, but I am always willing to listen to something else. And then I do trust my intuition. You know, it's like, let's call a kettle a kettle, and whatever the pot a kettle, or whatever the, I forgot the expression. Basically, you call a thing, you know? So you never know. You never know. I have a feeling that this guy is going here. Yeah. To the bakery here. Make a delivery supplies. I'm picking up some bread loaves. Barra de pan. Anyway. Yeah, now it's getting warmer. That little freshness is about to go away now. There's some coolness in the breeze. And as you can tell, but it's still gonna be great. It's actually, I feel kind of almost like a spoiled brat because I'm changing shirts every day now, obviously. I could be wearing the same shirts to do the, you know, the mowing and all that stuff, but I'm like, no, let's just keep the fresh shirt, get it dirty, and then Bam, bam, bam. I still have a lot of laundry to do on Sunday to wash everything. So I can actually indulge in changing shirts every day. Ooh, my goodness. I am full. So my stomach really feels fuller in the last few days, like when I'm done, not that long ago. Sometimes I would be like, no, I want one or two toast on top of that. And often, not too long after, I'd be hungry again. And I'm pretty good until, 2 or 3 o'clock, easy. But there's not going to be a need. I feel full. So my guess is there may have been a shrinkage. I don't see why else. If I'm eating the same quantity of food, and actually I'm eating less because for what I was also eating the lentils, and right now there is no way. I don't have room for it. So it's just my bowl of oatmeal, my two toast, a couple of dry fruit, a few walnuts, a banana, and an orange. And that's it. And I don't do the egg, and I do the steamed cauliflower. Hold on. Interesting. The trailer is being loaded to the side. So, watch out here. Just in case. This guy is bringing them some garlic. I can't imagine that work. Day in, day out, to be cleaning up and packaging. Feels like in the 21st century, that is going to be definitely something becoming automated. Automatizado? Should I say you would say it in Spanish? Automatizado. I want to say yes. Anyway. I will be looking forward to take also a nice nap. So, like I said, maybe about 3 hours. Let's see how well I can weather my morning load. I think I'm going to try to finish my impossible hill while everything is nice and fresh. And the lawnmower is already there. So, we'll be planning more than likely to do that. And I'm almost back at the house, looking at the surrounding hills. My little Jamilena. My little home. Where my winter home. Or at least it's been until now. So, a lot of gratitude. Lots of gratitude for this place. So, let me call the guy for the gas bottle. Let me get on with my day, and let me let you get on with yours, and peace and love.